Election Day is a few months away, but some recent surveys say this election season is already taking a toll on the mental health of Americans. In a poll by the American Psychiatric Association, more than two-thirds of those who responded said they are feeling anxious about the election. NPR Health correspondent Ritu Chatterjee is here to tell us more. Good morning, Ritu.
Hi, Michelle.
So, you know, I can see why this election season is affecting Americans' mental health. I mean, we've just had the attempted assassination of a presidential candidate, the former president. The country is very divided over some very real issues. Is it even possible to not be affected by all this?
You're absolutely right, Michelle. So feeling strong emotions at a time like this is actually pretty normal. Here's what psychologist Crystal Lewis at the National Institute of Mental Health told me.
There's a range of emotions that people experience during this time leading up to elections that can go from fear to anger to feeling stressed out to feeling extremely sad and fearful of the future.
Lewis says, you know, these emotions are valid, but they will eventually pass. And these negative emotions aren't by themselves, you know, bad necessarily, because they might actually motivate people to be more engaged in the political process, be more informed, exercise their right to vote, maybe volunteer with an organization whose values match theirs. And all these things, you know, help counter those heightened negative emotions.
But fear and anxiety can overwhelm people, and can't it affect their overall mental health?
Absolutely. And, you know, people do need to pay attention to whether their stress and anxiety levels are so high that it's affecting their sleep, their work, their mood and relationships. And, you know, people with pre-existing anxiety and depression are more likely to have symptoms resurface. And as one recent poll shows, nearly 40% say they are experiencing symptoms of anxiety and or depression.
So if you are in that group, what are some things that you can do to manage your mental health?
So for some with serious symptoms, you know, it may be time to see a mental health care provider. But for others, the first thing to do is really understand what's fueling your symptoms. And it's primarily the uncertainty. And, you know, we're not going to have any certainty until after the election. So accept that as the first step. And then try to figure out when to step away or take a break from the news. Here's psychologist Lewis again.
And so what that might look like is turning off the television, news outlets, wherever you're receiving your news. A lot of times now for individuals, social media.
So, you know, psychologists say it's really important to not just be scrolling social media or watching TV all the time. Instead, pick a time of day or maybe two when you will follow the news, catch up with what's happening. The other thing psychologists say is that it's important to find time to do things that are meaningful to you. Here's Lynn Bufka with the American Psychological Association.
Whether that is making sure that your older parents have a good meal tonight because they don't feel up to cooking themselves, or that you're picking up the trash in your neighborhood just to make it a better place.
The other thing Bufka told me was that it's really important not to isolate oneself from people who might think differently from them. Now, it doesn't mean that we engage in political conversations with everyone, but connecting with people who are different from us might actually help remind us of our shared humanity and make us less anxious about the potential outcomes of the election.
Right. Turn off the TV, but not NPR, because we are chill. NPR's Ritu Chatterjee, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Michelle.